Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Gayne. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, in case you've been living in a cave, in case you have literally been in bed with the blankets covering your head for the past, year and a half, let me explain to you that the crime rate in the United States of America, but specifically Democratic-run cities, are completely out of control. Completely out of control, and it should scare everyone, and it should worry everyone. But what scares me and worries me more than this ridiculously high crime rate is the fact that the Democrats do not care. They do not care. As a matter of fact, I could make a very strong argument that they're actually encouraging it. Because when there is no real punishment for your crimes, and you are a criminal, then my presumption is that you will probably do more crime. If you have nothing to lose, then what is the detriment to going out and committing more crimes? But even worse than that is their blatant lies about it. They are blatantly lying to your face, and they're doing it hoping that you are stupid. In my lifetime, I have never seen a party so totally convinced that the American people are stupid as this particular Democratic / Socialist Liberal Party. They are 100% convinced that you all are local yokels who walk around your yard all day saying, well, I've got to mow the lawn, grass getting high, and I think go to the store and get a pack of cigarettes and go home. That's what they think you are. And it's very aggravating. And I don't know how anybody plans on voting for them. Do you feel safe? Maybe you do, because maybe you're a billionaire who lives behind a gated community where there are security guards and you got to press buttons to get in and everything else, right? Well, those are called the elites. That's where all of your Democratic politicians live. So they take a look and they say, I don't see any crime outside my door. That's funny. I don't know what everybody's talking about. I don't see the crime rate rising in my area. No, I bet you don't. I bet you don't. Meanwhile, you can't even walk the street in broad daylight anymore in some cities. Now, I live in New York, and I'm here to tell you that if you go down to New York City, in many areas of New York City, in broad daylight, you're not safe. You're not safe. You got people trying to snatch people's kids right out of their carriages. You've got psychopathic people on the subway dancing naked and running into people. You got people trying to behead other people on the streets. You got people beating each other, hitting people from behind for no reason. They don't even know them. I guess I'll just walk up behind this guy and pelt him in the head so hard he suffers brain damage for the rest of his life. Oh, and I never should have been out on the street to begin with because I have a rap sheet as long as your arm. But nobody ever did anything about it. They just said, oh, you did this, bad boy. Well, don't do it anymore. See ya. And that person was right back out on the street an hour later to say, nothing happened to me. I'll do what I want. When there is no punishment for the crime, there's really no deterrent to keep committing them. And that's what the Democrats have basically done to this country. They have sent a signal out. There will be no punishment for your crime. Oh, there are certain crimes you'll be punished for. You stand up at a school board meeting and you say, I disagree with you telling my daughter she can be a man today if she wants to. I disagree with you dragging my son to drag queen hour. Well, you probably end up in jail. You probably end up in jail. You disagree with the government and you decide I'm going to take a walk into the Capitol building and express my concern about this election, you will be thrown in jail. You run over your fiance with a car, they don't even take your driver's license away. They just say, oh, you rascal. Well, don't do it again. And then they act shocked when that same guy gets behind the wheel of a car and plows through a Christmas parade filled with children. Something I will never let anybody forget. I know it was a long time ago. I don't want you to forget it. That's the whole point. I don't want you to forget any of these things. Because these are all a result. And when you ask that prosecutor why in the hell that guy was not in jail, do you know what his answer was? Well, you know, in any experiment like this, there's going to be some people who reoffend, but it's still worth it if we achieve the goal of less people in prison. Oh, so go tell all of those people's families who don't have their children this holiday season it was worth it. You see, the Democrats do not care about crime because they have to live through it. Where they live, I'm sure it's very safe to do whatever they want to do. But then you have the ultimate in disingenuous. I heard a man on the news literally say this, and if I could have reached through the television set, I would have slapped him in the head and told him, wake up. He said, well, yes, I admit that the crime rate is higher than normal, but a lot of these are Republican-run states. They're blaming it on the Democrats. They better take a look at what's happening in Texas and Houston. You better take a look at what's happening in Georgia and in Atlanta. You better take a look at what's happening in Tennessee, in Nashville. Are you kidding me? Nice try. You're right. Nashville's crime rate's out of control. Who's the mayor? Folks, I hope you can hear me now. If you're in the chat room or whatever, I hope you can hear me now. Blog Talk, back at it again. Sometimes this happens, folks. Every once in a blue moon this happens. And I have my suspicions. It only seems to happen when you really start talking truth to power, huh? Anyway, we're talking about the crime rate today. And I'm saying that these people are being very disingenuous. Because what the Democrats are basically telling you is, oh, the crime is up. Yes, yes. Crime rate's up. However, it's in Republican run. Look at Georgia. Look at Tennessee. Crime rate's way, way, way up. And then you take a look at the cities they're way up in, and, oh, they all happen to be run by Democratic mayors, huh? Nashville. Houston, Atlanta, amazing, absolutely amazing. And I was saying, for the benefit of people who did not hear, or we had a little blackout here, or whatever happened on Blog Talk, yeah, the truth of the matter is you were lied to. The Democrats said, oh, listen, this we're letting people out of jail, yes, but I'll tell you who we're going to let out. The kid who's sitting on the park bench smoking a joint, and he wasn't hurting anybody, and somehow he got railroaded into spending 3 months in jail. He don't belong there. Okay. The kid who showed up at his girlfriend's house and his best friend was smooching with her on the porch and he punched him. Hey, he's not going to assault nobody else. Come on. Why is he in jail for assault? Okay. But that's not what you did. You swore to the American people that you were only going to let out of prison and jails people who had very low risk of being a repeat offender and had committed nonviolent crimes. And you blatantly did exactly the opposite. Blatantly did the exact opposite. as I said before, for the benefit of those who didn't hear me, you let a man out of prison who literally, you didn't even put him in prison to begin with, literally ran his girlfriend over in an attempt to murder her with a car. You let him out? If he was in there for an hour, I don't know. Didn't even take away his driver's license. And what does he do? He plows through a Christmas parade and kills a whole bunch of children. And that particular prosecutor says, a few of them are going to repeat offend, but that doesn't mean that the project isn't worth continuing of letting people out. Oh, okay, go tell that to the mothers and fathers who don't have their children for this holiday season, because that madman plowed them down while they were trying to celebrate a holiday. Go tell them that, you phony. You're purposely letting violent criminals out. I live in New York. There was a guy in the subway the other day, totally naked, running around, thrashing around. At any moment, he could have become violent. We don't know how violent he was or what he was on, pushing people in front of the subways, people pounding people in the back of the head for no reason until they're basically brain dead. That happened on the broad daylight in New York. Broad daylight, New York. You can't walk the street. I mean, you can, but you're taking a risk. People snatching babies right out of a stroller. The other day I watched a guy literally beat the hell out of a woman and stab her repeatedly. Nobody came to help. One guy comes around the corner, gets yelled at by the perpetrator, and takes off like a scared rabbit. Nobody wants to get involved. And then you take a look at all these people who are perpetrating these crimes and say, oh, you had a really long rap sheet. Oh, you were in prison. You were in jail, but you were let out. You were let out. You were let out. Why are they doing it? Why would you do this? Why would you clearly send a message to criminals there really isn't going to be any major consequences for your actions? Remember when all the Democratic cities said, well, if you're not shoplifting up to $750 worth of stuff, you can't even be detained by security. You can just walk out of the store. So what criminal in their right mind wouldn't say, well, that's open season. I can go get $750 worth of stuff a day. You know you're in trouble when stores are closing. There are Walgreens closing, Starbucks closing, Burger King's closing, all kinds of fast food restaurants closing, not just closing early, closing in certain areas of certain cities because it's not safe. And then you have these disingenuous idiots on television saying, well, the state is run by the Republicans. Yeah. But the cities aren't. You forgot that little detail, didn't you? So what are we to make of this? You're not safe. Unless you happen to be a politician, a Democratic or a Republican politician, in which you're behind your big gated community and you have your security guards and your electronic devices to let you in and out. Yeah, you're probably safe. And that's why they don't care. They don't see the crime. They don't care. I thought these were the people who were, we're for the minorities, and we're for the little people, and we're for the average working class person. Take a look at Chicago. You're for the minorities? Are you really going to say that? Chicago's a war zone. Minorities? You're not doing anything to help. Stumbling around like a bumbling idiot saying, I don't see any crime raise. I'm sure you don't where you live. Why don't you go walk some of your streets at night, see what happens to you? And how dare that bitch stand in front of a podium when I can show her pictures of children in Chicago whose only crime was they tried to cross the street to get to an ice cream truck and was shot in the head. Stand there sanctimoniously and say, I don't really see a problem. You don't see a problem because to you it's not a problem. Not a problem at all. Meanwhile, you have all of these prosecutors that say, I don't think I'm going to prosecute this crime. I'm not really going after this guy. I don't really want to do this. Yeah, I know you don't. Because what they're trying to do is cause civil unrest. And they're doing it. They're doing a really good job of it. I know personally people who used to go down to New York City from upstate and spend a day with the family, wander the streets, see the sights, go to some of the eateries and things. They won't do it now. And when I ask them why, they say, are you kidding? It's not safe. I don't want to go for a nice day in the city and be mugged or shot or killed or my kids set upon by weirdos or anything else. That's the reputation that this city's gotten, right along with New Orleans, right along with Atlanta, right along with Houston, right along with Chicago, right along with Portland, and all these other places where basically it's the Wild West. Only it's a little different from the Wild West because basically what they're saying now is the good guys can't have guns. So now you're involved in, it is the Wild West, except only the bad guys have the guns. I want you to contemplate that for a moment. If we go back to the Wild West era, which is basically what we're doing, because what they're telling you in effect is, there's not going to be any police. We're cutting all the funding for the police, so the police are going to be on a shoestring budget, which means there are going to be times when you call them and they say, can't come. And if you think that's not true, let me tell you a personal story. I actually had to call the police for a very minor incident that was happening near me. Nothing major. It was something the police should be made aware of. I was told, well, we only have like two people on duty and we have so many miles to cover and things. I mean, we'll get to this, but it might not even be tonight. Okay. Well, I'm glad it wasn't more serious then. You're going to reach a point where you're going to be calling the police saying someone is breaking into my house and they're saying, well, can you get to a safe room? Can you leave your house? And you call somebody else because we only have a certain amount of cars and there's none in your area. This is common, folks. And here's the reason behind it. You already know the crime rate's out of control. What you don't know is why the Democrats would do this. Why would the socialist liberal Democrats say, let's let everyone out of prison? There were some people who were saying we have to abolish the prison system completely. Completely. Why would they do it? Well, there's a couple of reasons. One is the civil unrest I mentioned. But the second one is a little more nefarious. The second one is they want to handcuff the police to the point where no sane person would join the police force. And that's already happening, folks. That's already happening. Enrollment in the police forces all across the United States of America, way down. You know why? Because they want to come home to their families at night. And they've been handcuffed to the point and put in a situation where they're overworked and overstressed to the point where they say, I can't even pull my gun if some guy threatens my life, basically, or I'm going to go through this whole thing, and God forbid they're minority, then they're going to say you're a racist. And there's so much handcuffing of the police, and it's intentionally done. And then when the police say, well, I worked my ass off all day and I caught this guy and I put this guy behind bars and they let him out. Eventually, the police that are on the job are going to say, this just isn't worth it. I'm not going to risk my life to protect the community if you just let them walk right back out and thumb their nose at me on their way. And then guess what they do? They institute their own police force. Which is what they wanted from the very beginning, folks, if you listened. If you listened to, especially the squad, if you listened to them, they said, well, the police force has to be totally disbanded and replaced with a more governmentally controlled police force, which means our militia, the people we can sick on, the people we want behind bars. Police officers are worthless. They want the police officers to feel as though their lives are in danger and it's not worth the job. And then they can easily say, well, to protect the citizenry, we really have no choice. We have to institute a different sort of policing that we'll control. That's where they're heading. That's exactly where they're heading, folks. And you're going to rue the day if it happens. Can't name me a reason why intelligent people would say, let's let people who have long rap sheets of assault, attempted murder, child molestation, every other thing you can think of, let's just let them out in the street. They don't belong in prison. They probably won't do it again. But if they do, it's really not that big of a deal because the majority won't. The majority won't. Okay, so let's say you let 10 people out of jail. Three of them repeat offend and kill somebody. Was that worth it? Well, according to the prosecutors, yes. Oh, yes, that's worth it. Well, I say it's not. And I say you're doing it on purpose. You want the people scared to death. You want the police officers handcuffed and understaffed to the point where they can't really function. So that then you can step in and say, for the greater good of the citizenry, we will have to institute our own militia. I'm sure. I'm sure you will. And guess who they'll target? People with MAGA hats on. Oh, there's a guy on 5th and Main, and he's got a MAGA hat on. Go beat him around the face and shoulders and throw him in jail. Don't worry about the gang leaders who are looting the stores. How many of those people you see arrested, huh? A couple of them? Remember when the buildings were burning during the riots? Remember when the Wendy's was on fire and the CNN host told you it's mostly peaceful out here as the building's burning behind him? As if you're too stupid to see what's going on. And this goes back to my point, which I hope you heard in the beginning of the show. We had some technical problems. And that point is this Democratic Party thinks you are stupid. They think anything that they tell you, you will believe. So they'll tell you things like these are a Republican-run state. Yes, but the cities that the crime rates are up in is Democratic-run. Oh, well, it's worth it to let 10 people out of prison if only three reoffend. No, it's not. Oh, it's only going to be nonviolent offenders with very low risk at repeat offenses. That's not true. None of that's true. Now, recently, Ron DeSantis said, you wait and see if some of these illegal immigrants that you shipped into Florida don't start looting during this riot. And guess what happened? Guess what happened? I mean, during the hurricane. Guess what happened? They've already arrested three of them for looting. It's unreal. They are literally unleashing on you criminals from the jail cell and people who you don't know anything about. You don't know their background. I love it when people say, well, these are mostly good people. I'm sure they are. But would you do that in your own house? If I said to you, I'm going to bring 10 people over for a party, most of them are okay. A couple of them might be child molesters, rapists, and drug addicts, but most of them are okay. You're going to let them in your house? Or are you going to say, well, wait just a minute. I don't want anybody with no record at my house, let alone a child molester, a rapist, a drug trafficker, or anything else. So if you can't vouch for them, if you can't tell me that they're perfectly fine, I don't want them at my house. But you won't say that about our country. I'll let everybody in. I'm sure 75% of them are great people. Great, 25 aren't. And 25% of millions is a lot of people. A lot of people. I wonder if you know that the Biden administration has lost hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of children. They don't know where they are. They don't know where they are. Oh, yeah, they came in the country, and we thought we knew where they were, but we don't anymore. Great. I don't want to tell you where they are because I don't want to upset you. But the vast majority of them aren't in a good place. And if you think for 1 minute that this administration does not know that, you're insane. You're absolutely insane. They know what the risk is when those kids come in. They know what the risk is when you don't know who they're coming in with. They know what the risk is when the cartels are running people in and pretending that, oh, this is my child. They may as well be doing the work for them. Our current government may as well be in the white slavery operation or the child trafficking operation, because that's what they're helping the cartels to do. So now are you going to tell me, oh, well, only a small percentage of the children are now being trafficked. Only a small percentage of the children are now somewhere in a horrible place being raped. So it's worth it. Are you going to tell me that? That's what your prosecutors are telling you on the city streets. Oh, only a small people are killing people on the subways. Only a small amount of people are running people over with their cars during Christmas parades. It's still worth it. Or do you, as an American citizen, have the right to leave your house knowing, for the greater part, I should be 100% safe? No one can guarantee zero crime rate. But what they can guarantee is, for the greater part, you will be safe, and if you aren't, the person who put you in any danger will feel the wrath of their actions. They're not doing that. They're not doing that. The very same people who mugged you on Monday are out on Tuesday. And you know what the prosecutors are saying? Well, he asked for money, and the guy didn't give it to him. And they got into a verbal argument. You know what the verbal argument is? I don't want to give you my money. Well, you are going to give me your money. That's called robbery. When someone comes up to you and says, give me your money, and you say, no, thank you, I'd rather not, and they say, oh, yes, you are going to, that is not an argument. That's not a debate. That's not a squabble. That is being robbed. Punch you in the face, take your wallet, take your cell phone, take your personal belongings. They get caught by the police. They get hauled in, and the excuse is, well, he got into an argument with a guy who he asked for money. And in the course of that argument, a fight ensued. So I don't see any reason to keep him. Really? That's very interesting. So he's back out and he does it again. He says, what the hell, man? I can get away with this all day long. Maybe I'll go into a Walgreens and just steal $749 worth of stuff and they won't even be able to stop me at the door. I'll tip my hat as I go out. Hey, see you tomorrow for another $749 worth of stuff. So what happens? The store's closed. The Starbucks closes. I don't know if you've seen I think it was a Wawa that was set upon by a gang of teenagers and destroyed for no other reason than they felt like destroying it. There was no other reason. And we have grown so complacent with this as a country, you're going to think I'm lying. The video yourself. As probably 50 teenagers are ransacking a Wawa, breaking the coolers, tipping things over, throwing things, fighting, total mayhem and destruction, there's a person at the sandwich counter saying, are you going to make my sandwich or not? Can I get that sandwich because I need to go? Instead of being outraged, they're just complacent. Oh, yeah, that's taking place. That happens all the time. They think you're idiots, proving yourselves to be idiots because that's what you're doing. You say, oh, this is no big deal. It happens all the time. I heard a guy who worked at a CVS tell a news crew, oh, yeah, my car's broken into like four times a month. I've replaced my window. He said, I've left my window. They said, why do you leave your windows down? He said, because if I don't, they just break it. I'd rather replace the stuff that's in my car, which I don't leave much in my car anymore, but I'd rather replace that than I would the window every month. Instead of that, this has now become the solution. How do I minimize my own damage as opposed to why is it happening to begin with? Because we have absolutely no representation, folks. The squad and all of their cronies want to take away the police. They want the criminals on the streets. Because they want to make sure that it's their police force that's instituted, not the current police force. And we have a brain-dead president who doesn't know what's going on. So, I mean, you know, to him, they're telling him, oh, you're doing a great job and the crime rate's down. And, oh, okay. How's the economy? Economy's doing great. Okay. This is a man who doesn't even know when people are alive or dead. Calling for people to come up on stage who are dead. And you expect him to fix this country? I mean, let's be honest, folks. If you are currently considering voting Democrat, there has to be something mentally wrong with you. What more do you want to have happen before you realize that we need a change, even though if the Republicans aren't perfect? And they're not. But what's it going to take when you can't step out of the door? And if you live in the suburbs, let me tell you something, it's coming your way. I spoke to a guy who lives up here in upstate New York, and he's selling his house and moving to Texas. He came from the city. Came from the city to escape the crime, but here's what I found out. Coming up here, more and more and more people are fleeing to the suburbs. And as they flee to the suburbs, the crime comes with them. So I'm going someplace safer than New York. So if you live up here in the suburbs and you're thinking, oh, it's a beautiful farm country and everything, yeah, you just wait. Because it's at your door. Same way with California and the suburbs. Same way with all these other places. You think you're safe now? Wait. Crime rate's out of control. Murders, rapes, robberies, muggings, assaults, everything you can possibly think of, and people doing it for no reason. Meanwhile, here comes gas right back up because Joe Biden wanted to reduce our carbon footprint. And, oh, we can't drill. All the other countries can drill. We can't drill. So now he has to go to OPEC with his tail between his legs and say, could you please pump more gas? And they said, no. In fact, we're cutting it down. Welcome to $6 gas again, folks. Okay, we're on the verge of nuclear war. That's okay, too. How many things are you going to excuse? The economy is crashing. The stock market is crashing. The crime rate is soaring. We're on the verge of nuclear war. Stores are closing at a rapid rate. There's going to be an unemployment binge like you've never seen before coming very, very soon. But everything's just going wonderful. Because you've closed your eyes and said, no, if I don't see it, it's not happening. No, Joe Biden's wonderful. I voted for him, and I'm right. I'm smart. I'm intelligent. I'm not like them stupid Trump voters. No. Everything is just wonderful. While your wife is being carjacked, while your kids are being molested in school, while you're paying $6 for gas and you got to choose between heating your house and eating. Congratulations. While the guy who mugged three people last week is out in a half hour, the guy who stands up and says, my daughter is not going to be told she can be a boy by school teachers for the day, oh, he's thrown in jail. The mother who stands up and says, you're not dragging my son to a drag queen hour, oh, she's got to go to jail, a domestic terrorist. They're not getting out. The guy who mugged somebody, mugged an old lady and kicked her six more times just for fun, he's getting out. This is the country you live in now. They're trying to desensitize you. Don't you understand? The guy who's standing there saying, can I get my sandwich, while chaos is all around him, has been desensitized. He doesn't care what's happening to other people. It's just, this is my own little world. All I care about is my sandwich. It's not me. It's not me. It's okay. You're being desensitized about the abortion issue. Yes, there are a few states. Yes, there are a few places who are going to make it very, very difficult to get an abortion. But the vast majority are going to have some reasonable abortion laws. But meanwhile, the Democrats aren't telling you, yeah, well, most of the states are going to let you have an abortion right up to a certain amount of time, but that's not good enough. We want it on demand. You're due on Tuesday and it's late Monday afternoon, rip it out. Here's the truth. The vast majority of the American people do not agree with that. The vast majority of the American people think that's butchery. So now what you're saying is you're trying to take the high ground and say, we want to stand up for women's rights. No, you want to push the issue to the point where it's basically infanticide. If you really wanted to stand up for women's rights, you'd say, well, can we come to some kind of a reasonable middle ground here? We won't push for nine-month abortions. If you don't push for no exceptions, never an abortion. And we meet somewhere in the middle. No, you don't want to do that. It's everything or nothing. Everything or nothing. And meanwhile, you're letting the crime run the streets. Up here we have Eric Adams, who, the former police officer, knows, obviously doesn't know beans. Because he ran on, I'll be tough on crime. Well, the crime rate's soaring, Eric, so I don't know what you're doing. Why don't you talk to some of your prosecutors and ask them, why are these people getting out? Hochul, who looks like she has colitis, is standing at her podium saying, oh, everything is fine. Come to New York, everything's fine. Morons. Lori Lightfoot standing at the podium. Yeah, everything's fine. You think everything's fine? Tell you what you do. Why don't you put your money where your mouth is? Why don't you take a trip to Portland and walk some of the streets at night, maybe 9 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night? Don't want to? Why? I thought everything was going so well there. Just get down to New York City and walk around at like 11:30 at night. Oh, you don't want to? Why? I thought everything's so well there. These are the people you voted for. They made your city safe, right? For you, right? They wouldn't let anything bad happen to you, right? But you won't. Because you know better. And rightfully so. Rightfully so. Folks, we can't deal with this much longer. You can't empower criminals, disarm American citizens from being able to defend themselves, defund and underfund the police to the point where they can't help you, and expect everything's going to go well. Imagine, if you will, you live in a small neighborhood and they said, we are going to send in 40 to 60 convicts who need a second chance. Every one of them were arrested for home invasion, rape, assault with deadly weapons, and there's going to be 40 or 50 of them coming into your community. Just to make sure that there's no problems, we're going to search all your homes and make sure you have no weapons and no way to defend yourself. We've defunded your police to the point where they won't help you if something does happen, and we are not allowing you to have any security alarms, and you're not able to lock your doors. You going to stay in that community and say, I'm sure everything will be fine. Don't worry, honey. Just put the kids to bed and don't worry about it. Or are you going to say, I'm getting my family the hell out of here? Where metaphorically, that's exactly what's happening in these states. They're telling you have no right to defend yourself. We're defunding the police so they can't help you. If you do try to defend yourself in any way, shape, or form, it's the criminal who's the victim. You're the criminal. And they've got it down now, so the criminals are empowered. And that's not an accident. Not an accident. Neither is what's happening on the border an accident. Neither is what's happening with gas prices an accident. None of this, folks, is an accident. So you're begging for this when you vote for the Democrats. I just watched a news anchor attempt to get one statement from one Democrat about the rising crime rate in their cities. And as God is my witness, not one of them would even bother to acknowledge he was asking the question. They would just say, I don't have time to talk to you now. I don't have the time. I don't need to talk about this right now. Or they just ignore him completely. But I bet you if he'd have asked, what do you think about the fact that this hurricane wreaks such damage and doesn't that show you that climate change is real, they'd have stopped right in their tracks and said, that's a very good question. Let me address that. Yes, indeed. We know that even though hurricanes have been happening since day one of the earth, that it's all caused by climate change. Every bit of this. And anyone who denies it is a Nazi. And anyone who denies it is a science denier. Meanwhile, if you want to be a woman tomorrow, you can be a woman. That's not denying science. Meanwhile, if you want to say a nine-month-old embryo or infant is not a living creature, that's not denying science. Meanwhile, if you want to say that a heartbeat is electronic and it's not real, that's not denying science, as Stacey Abrams did. But they won't talk about that crime because they know what their policies caused. Now, let me ask you a question. If they know their policies backfired, why wouldn't they immediately reverse them and just say, we thought this was a good idea? Obviously, it isn't. So we're just reversing course here. It was an experiment. We thought it was going to work. It was a catastrophe. Why are you lying to the American people? American people are very forgiving. If I had someone come on my TV that was a Democrat and said, look, we originally thought it was just going to be really low-level criminals, minor drug infractions and minor things that they're in jail for, and people who didn't pay their child support and stuff, so we didn't have our prisons overcrowded, but it got way out of control, and it's just not working. And we're totally going to go back. At least they see the error of their ways, but that's not what they're doing. They're doubling down, saying, no, silly person. Yes, we know your grandmother got murdered trying to get her medicine at the pharmacy. Yes, we know your wife was carjacked and raped. Yes, we know your child was molested by someone. But here's what you got to understand, silly person. 7 of those 10 people we released didn't do anything. So the 3 that you're talking about, that's just the minority. We're sorry that it happened, but that doesn't make it worth stopping this policy, because we can prove that the majority don't do that. That's the way you want the country run? Can't want that for your children. You can't want that for your grandchildren. You can't want that for yourself or your wife. You can't. And yet you keep right on voting for the people who say, this is what we're giving you. This is what you're going to get. You keep right on falling for those Democrat talking points of, it's really the Republican states. And not looking at the cities. Or it's the Republicans who want there to be no abortions for anyone ever again, ever in the history of the world, ever. Not true. But you keep falling for it. Well, they're going to take all of your welfare checks away and all your Social Security away. That's not true. But you keep voting for it. They have become complacent on the fact that you are stupid. And by stupid, I don't mean stupid in the sense that you can't tie your shoelaces. I mean politically stupid. I mean you don't dig into the issues and say, well, that's simply not true. You're letting people out that are violent offenders. So don't sit here and tell me it's low-level criminals. I did my research. because nobody does. Or, well, I did my research on the abortion issue, and 90% of these states, including Republican states, are still going to have options for abortion. 95%. So that's simply not true, what you're saying. I mean, we had a very good question asked the other day by Fox News' Peter Ducey, who asked Jean-Pierre, how come when the gas prices went down, it was the president's doing, and when they go up, it has nothing to do with the president? That's a really good gig to have, isn't it? Yeah, if everything's going well, I did that. When things hit the shitter, not my fault. Boy, that's a really good gig to have. Answer for this crime rate. Not one Democrat, when a microphone was put in their face, would say one word about the crime rate because they don't care. Do you realize gas is higher than it's ever been? Food is higher than it's ever been. We're in a huge recession. The threat of nuclear war is looming. Crime is out of control in the streets. The police are being defunded and undermanned. Our military is at its weakest point, and I don't know how long. And you think everything's going well? Still sitting there saying, I'm a proud and strong Biden supporter. He's ruined the country, and it didn't take him very goddamn long to do it. Oh, but he had a lot of help, because that feeble old man really didn't ruin much. It was the people pulling the strings and making his arms move and his mouth open. You can thank them for this. You can thank Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Rashida Tlaib and all those people who, when they're asked, hey, the crime rate's ridiculous in your community even, that you represent. What do you got to say? I'm going to my million-dollar mansion. Lock the doors and the gates. I don't care what happens to the peons. I don't have to deal with it. It's unreal. It's really something, folks. I'm telling you. Go take a look. New Orleans is being called the murder capital of the United States of America. New Orleans, Louisiana. Chicago is a war zone, and New Orleans is worse. Atlanta not far behind. Nashville not far behind. New York City not far behind. One common factor, every one of them run by Democratic mayors. Every last one of them. And you think their policies did not lead to this? I hear Democratic talking heads all the time saying it has nothing to do with this. Everything is the fault of one of two things, the pandemic or Putin. No, it's the pandemic who caused the crime. Well, I thought Biden said the pandemic's over. No, it's Putin who's causing this. It's Putin who's causing that. Putin did this. Putin did that. Meanwhile, Putin's sitting around down there saying, what the fuck? Everything in the world's getting blamed on me. Well, that feeble old man stumbles around saying, I'm doing great. Haven't you heard? No joke. I'm the best president in history. No joke. While he tells another lie about marching for civil rights and being arrested or having people who died 3 years before the event that he claimed to be at meeting them. We've reached a critical mass here, folks. When I have people I personally know saying, I'd love to go to the city, but I can't, then you know something is very wrong. Yeah, and I'm being reminded in the chat room, yeah, there's one other boogeyman, and that's Donald Trump. If it's not the pandemic or Putin, then it's Trump's fault. Trump's fault. Well, that's funny, because Trump predicted all this. He predicted every bit of this. Remember when he was at the NATO thing and Germany was laughing at him? When he said, if you don't pull away from your dependence on Russian oil, you're going to have major problems. And they laughed in his face. And all the news commentators said, ha, 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 he don't know nothing. Look, they're all laughing at him. They're making him. Because he's an idiot. Who's laughing now? Who's laughing now? You see, the problem with the Democratic Party is very simple. Trump was effective. They called him a buffoon. They called him an idiot. They called him stupid. They called him everything in the world. And then they found out, son of a bitch, the guy's effective. And now the American people are finding out for themselves and saying, listen, because you see, the majority of people aren't like some of the people we know. They aren't like, well, I'll vote Republican even if the ship is sinking. I'll vote Democrat even if the ship is sinking. No, the majority of people are, how does it affect my life and my family? That's what the majority of people are. I can't afford gas. I can't afford to heat my house. I can't afford to put food on my table. I can't afford the medicine that I'm prescribed. I can't afford health care. My kids can't afford new shoes. I'm not voting for who's in. I'm voting for the person who will help me. That's how most people vote. Now, I'm going to tell you this, and maybe it's going to anger a few of you people who listen to my show on a regular basis, but I hope it puts more faith in me. If Donald Trump won the presidency for the first time in 2020 and the country was in this condition, I would be on this radio show saying, get him the hell out of office. I don't care if I voted for him. I don't care if he flim-flammed me. He's destroying the country. He has to go. You know why I would do that? Because I am not an ideologue. I wouldn't be sitting here saying, I know gas is so high, and I know we're on the verge of nuclear war, and I know the crime rate is soaring, and the economy is crashing, and the stock market's done, and my 401k is done. But I like Trump. I would not be doing that. I'd be calling for his head on a platter. How come you're not? But you wait. I pray that it never happens to anybody listening to this show. But there's going to come a time when crime's going to come real close to you or someone you love. And you're going to have to ask yourself some hard questions about why in the world you would vote for a party who thumbs their nose in your direction when you say, we need to be safe in our streets. Our children need to be safe in our schools and our playgrounds. Why you would vote for those people. And I hope it never comes back to haunt you, but I fear it is going to come back to haunt a few. This is a serious matter, folks. We're not talking about the crime rate just being a little more because people are desperate and, you know, that's part of it. People are like, I can't afford to heat my house. I guess I'm going to have to go rob a liquor store. I can't afford to put food on my table. I guess I'm going to have to go rob a grocery store. But that does not account for people running people over with cars. It does not account for a man crushing a kid to death because he was a mega kid. It does not account for a man just beating a woman to death in the subway just for fun. It does not account for people pushing people in front of subway cars just to watch them die. San Francisco has reached the point where you literally can't walk. We can't have this, folks. Now, you're either going to have to take a look in your heart and say, I hate every single Republican. But they did keep us safer, so I'm going to vote for them because my family deserves that. Or you can continue to be an ideologue and say, yeah, it's okay if my sister gets mugged or raped as long as my party wins and I look like a smart person. Then that's all that counts. If that's what you want, you keep voting for your Democrats. I suggest you vote for change before it's too late for change.